the Eagle House Inn will host a benefit for Puerto Rico tonight, beginning at 7 p.m. There will be a slew of DJs at the event, and 20% of room sales at the Eagle House Inn will go toward relief funds. For more information on the event, we spoke with Danielle McDevitt, who was in Puerto Rico during Hurricane Maria. She's working with the Institute for Socio-Ecological Research, which is based in Puerto Rico.
I am putting on a fundraising benefit to help Puerto Rico this Friday, October the 13th, from 7 to 11 p.m. Basscraft Sound System will be there with Tanasa, J-Morg, Haifa, and more awesome DJs. Tacos El Pueblo truck will be there, and Yo Mama's Caribbean food truck will be there, and they are donating proceeds of the food sales for the evening to relief funds for Puerto Rico. Planet Chai will also be there, and the historic Eagle House Inn is offering 20% of all room sales for the evening at the lovely newly restored Eagle House. So 20% of all room sales for the evening go towards relief funds as well.
McDevitt says she's been living in Puerto Rico for the last 4 years. She discussed the current situation.
We had Irma, the Hurricane Irma, that went just north of us, and so millions of us lost power when Irma went north of us. And so there was already shortages of food, water, and gasoline for those 2 weeks being without power. And then Maria hit, so it was really hard to regroup and get prepared. And the initial help was not there on the measures that it needed to be, and it still isn't. They still are not getting the relief help that they need. So food, water, and gas is still very scarce there, and so that's why it's really important to me that I'm working with the Institute for Socio-Ecological Research, because I know that they are there, they're in the smaller neighborhoods, they have great water filter systems, and they're actually helping the people and not getting caught up in red tape and so on and so forth.
McDevitt says it seems as though the disaster in Puerto Rico has been put on the back burner.
The help that's needed is, you know, again, initially wasn't a priority, and it still is not a priority. And I think it's all being swept under the rug. So it's important for us, and I've been in touch with people there, that, yeah, it's still very hard to have the basics of food and water. So initially, yeah, from the top and from the government, I think people are just getting caught up in red tape. I think the help is being hindered by the government. So that's why I think it's very important. There's a lot of organizations and individual people that are helping, and I think that's very necessary because they are not getting the help that they need from the government. The government has the means to where they could have never skipped a beat. They could have had plenty of food, plenty of water, plenty of gasoline, plenty of help getting, you know, the electric and water and everything, all the systems back up and running. But initially, the help was never there, and it still isn't.
Beyond tonight's benefit, McDevitt explained how people can lend a helping hand to those affected by the disaster in Puerto Rico.
The Institute for Socio-Ecological Research, they're a very good nonprofit that is reputable. They're there, they're organized, they are helping the smaller communities and the smaller neighborhoods that are desperate for just water and food. And so I know that they are there, they're on the ground, they're organized, they're actually helping the smaller communities. Also, in this amazing community that we have here in Humboldt County, Adventures Edge in Arcata and Eureka is offering 35% off of any water filtration systems and water treatment pills.
That was Danielle McDevitt discussing the current situation in Puerto Rico and tonight's benefit at the Eagle House Inn in Eureka. The benefit will begin at 7 p.m. and continue through 11 o'clock. You can find more information through Facebook. Reporting for KMUD News, I'm Isabella Vanderheiden.